Today is the 8th day of April. Welcome. Welcome, welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back here around our safe global campfire. Glad to be here with you today. Glad to continue this journey. We are working our way through the book of Deuteronomy, and we are at the end of it. I think it's the day after tomorrow that we should conclude the book of Deuteronomy. So a couple more days with Moses and the final things that he has to say. We'll hear more about Moses, but we won't be traveling with Moses anymore. Moses is at the end of his life. So let's give gravity to the weight of what he has to say as we move toward the conclusion of the book of Deuteronomy. Today we will read chapter 32, verses 28 through 52. For they are a nation where counsel perishes, and there is no discernment in them. Would that they were wise, that they had insight into this, that they would understand their future. How could one pursue 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, unless their rock had sold them and Yahweh had handed them over? Indeed, their rock is not like our rock. Even our enemies themselves judge this, for their vine is from the vine of Sodom and from the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of poison, their clusters bitter. Their wine is the venom of serpents and the deadly poison of cobras. Is it not laid up in store with me, sealed up in my treasuries? Vengeance is mine and retribution. In due time their foot will stumble, for the day of their disaster is near, and the impending things are hastening upon them. For Yahweh will render justice to his people, and will have compassion on his slaves. When he sees that their strength is gone, and there is none remaining, bond or free, and he will say, "Where are their gods, the rock in which they sought refuge? Who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise up and help you. Let them be your hiding place. See now that I am He, and there is no God besides me. It is I who put to death and give life. I have wounded, and it is I who heal, and there is no one who can deliver from my hand. Indeed, I lift up my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, if I sharpen my flashing sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will render vengeance on my adversaries, and I will repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword will devour flesh, with the blood of the slain and the captives, from the long-haired leaders of the enemy. O nations, cause his people to shout for joy, for he will avenge the blood of his slaves, and he will render vengeance on his adversaries, and he will atone for his land and his people." Then Moses came and spoke all the words of this song in the hearing of the people, he and Joshua the son of Nun. Then Moses finished speaking all these words to all Israel, and he said to them, "Place in your heart all the words with which I am warning you today, which you shall command your sons to be careful to do, even all the words of this law. For it is not an idle word for you. Indeed, it is your life. And by this word, you will prolong your days in the land which you are about to cross the Jordan to possess." And Yahweh spoke to Moses that very same day, saying, "Go up to this mountain of the Abarim, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab opposite Jericho, and look at the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the sons of Israel for a possession. Then die on the mountain where you ascend, and be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people. Because you both acted unfaithfully with me in the midst of the sons of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. Because you both did not treat me as holy in the midst of the sons of Israel. For you shall see the land at a distance, but you shall not go there into the land which I am giving the sons of Israel. Luke 12, 35 through 59. Gird up your loins and keep your lamps lit, and be like men who are waiting for their master when he returns from the wedding feast, so that they may immediately open the door to him when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find awake when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will gird himself to serve and have them recline at the table and will come up and wait on them. Whether he comes in the second watch or even in the third and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have allowed his house to be broken into. You too, be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. Now Peter said, Lord, are you addressing this parable to us or to everyone else as well? And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom his master will put in charge of his servants to give them their rations at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly, I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave says in his heart, My master will be a long time in coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect, and at an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces, and assign him a place with the unbelievers. And that slave who knew his master's will, and did not get ready or act in accord with his will receive many beatings. But the one who did not know it, and committed deeds worthy of a beating, will receive but a few. From everyone who has been given much, much will be required, and to whom they entrusted much, of him they will ask all the more. I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is finished. Do you think that I came to grant peace on earth? I tell you, no, but rather, division. For from now on, 5 members in one household will be divided, 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. And he was also saying to the crowds, When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, A shower is coming. And so it happens. And when you see a south wind blowing, you say, It will be a hot day. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to examine the appearance of the earth and the sky, but why do you not examine this present time? And why do you not even judge for yourselves what is right? For while you are going with your opponent to appear before the magistrate, on your way there, make an effort to settle with him, so that he may not drag you before the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not get out of there until you have paid the last lapten. Psalm 78, 56 through 64. Yet they tested and rebelled against the Most High God, and did not keep his testimonies, but turned back and acted treacherously like their fathers. They turned aside like a treacherous bow, for they provoked him with their high places, and aroused his jealousy with their graven images. God heard and was filled with wrath, and greatly rejected Israel, so that he abandoned the dwelling place at Shiloh, the tent which he caused to dwell among men, and gave up his strength to captivity, and his beauty into the hand of the adversary. He also gave over his people to the sword, and was filled with wrath at his inheritance. Fire devoured his choice men, and his virgins had no wedding songs. His priests fell by the sword, and his widows could not weep. Proverbs 12:24. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the slack hand will be put to forced labor. Okay, you probably have noticed this because this is the third pass now in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and now Luke, where we get to this point where Jesus resolutely begins to head toward Jerusalem. And that is, you know, where he will die. And so we begin to notice that Jesus becomes more and more focused the closer that he gets to the time of suffering. It's as if he's trying to impart as much as he possibly can in the remaining time that he has, but he is under a tremendous amount of stress, knowing what awaits him. In today's reading, Jesus discusses vigilance as something that is irreplaceable, as an irreplaceable part of our life of faith. Jesus said, be dressed for service and keep your lamps burning, as though you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. So in this illustration, Jesus taught that the servants who were ready are the ones that would be rewarded and even be served themselves by the master himself. But he also made vigilance a personal thing. If a homeowner knew exactly when a robber was coming, Jesus said, he wouldn't let his house be broken into. So vigilance is being discussed here, and is required in our relationship with God in the same way that it is required for any kind of relationship. Jesus taught us that vigilance is both toward God and over our own hearts. We must be ready for Jesus' leadership in the same way we would pack a bag in advance and be ready to go to the hospital if labor was on its way and new life was coming. Jesus said a faithful, sensible servant is one to whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his affairs and caring for his servants and feeding them. So what does vigilance look like in your life? Like, I mean, there's vigilance and then there's hypervigilance, which can be obsessive and a sign of like very, very deep trauma. I mean, I've experienced this in my life where you are hyper-vigilantly looking and scanning constantly for the next thing to go wrong. For, you know, something to repeat, something to trigger. That's like hyper-vigilance. That's not what Jesus is describing here, some kind of obsessive, overwhelming thing. He's talking about simply a lifestyle of awareness, of continually being vigilant over our lives and our hearts and over our relationships, especially our connection to God. So we have to ask ourselves, are we somebody that can we be trusted? I mean, that's like a take a step back and look in the mirror moment. Like, can we be trusted? Do we have that kind of integrity? Are we trustworthy? And can God trust us and entrust us with the responsibilities of being involved in managing his kingdom? If we can't say, yes, I am trustworthy in these areas, then obviously we see the character, transformation, repentance, and work. The work that we have to do. That work, though, will begin with vigilance, with self-awareness, and vigilantly watching and even commanding what we will and will not participate in and do and be involved in. Self-control, in other words. Fruits of the Spirit, in other words. But we have to participate. And that will begin with being vigilant over our hearts. So Father, once again, as is the case every day, something comes into our vision, before our eyes. Truth is laid before us. And in the scriptures, it's like a friend coming, looking us in the face and telling us the truth and not looking away. It's being told in love. And it's offering an opportunity to choose wisely or choose poorly, because everything is a crossroads. And so here we are with vigilance over our own hearts, vigilance and being aware in our relationships, especially the connection that we share with you, from which every other connection flows. Help us to be awake, aware, eyes to see, ears to hear, vigilantly observant of our own hearts and the pathways that we take because of our own brokenness. Holy Spirit, we want to be somebody that you can say, they are trustworthy. I can trust them with this kingdom, which will require that we are trustworthy in all things in our lives. Help us to examine honestly where that stands and lead us into integrity. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. This is Homebase, the Daily Audio Bible app. This is Homebase as well. And so be familiar with Homebase. Get connected, stay connected in any way that you can or will. Check out the community section. That's where to get connected. The prayer wall is there, which is always on and never off. All the different links to social media that Daily Audio Bible is participating in can be found there. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are a number of resources, number of categories of fun stuff. So check that out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you humbly. Thank you with all humility and gratitude. We would not be here if we were not in this together. And so thank you humbly. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Bob from Colorado. I came in to pray for several people on this podcast. I believe of the 31st of March. Prayed for her husband, surgery on the 3rd. I do pray that there will be healing there, Lord, successful surgery, and just be with them, that family, and this man in particular in this time. Obviously, she loves you, his wife, and comes to you humbly, and I thank you for that. Pray for Eddie C. He also prayed for answered prayer, and that he received a job, and I thank you for that, Father. And I know Eddie thanks you for that also. He needs a home, praying for a home now, and revealing his despair still. But Eddie, I pray for you. I pray, Lord, that you would fill Eddie with confidence and courage, just as you did Joshua, and encourage him to be strong and courageous. And I pray, Father, that Eddie will see that there's no need for despair. Despair only gets us into a deeper dive into depression. But look to you for all that God has done for you, Eddie. And keep your faith, the faith in all he has done and will do, and all he has promised you to do, that he will be with you forever till the end of the age. So we have to have hope in that. I pray for myself. I pray for my own faith. I pray for the faith of my daughter, who is with 3 children, but she's in the hospital, has some form of neuropathy, and she's on her feet for work. So there's needs there, Lord, and I know you will answer them. I know you will. I just pray for her faith and that you would heal her.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And I might have to phone in twice because I've got a lot to say. But first of all, I want to pray for Eddie C. I thank you, Lord, that he has a job that is so exciting. But Heavenly Father, he needs a new home desperately. And I lift him up to you, Father, and say, Abba, Father, open the doors that you want him to walk through. Help him to see and receive a clean, a safe, a pure home, Lord God, where he can walk the narrow road with you and not be tempted by the ails of this world, Lord God. I am so also encouraged by the chaplain who called in and thanked the DAB for praying for the prisoners. And I pray, Lord God, that you would continue to work in the prisons through people who you send along that way. I have worked with people who are just out of prison. And Father, I know it's so hard. I know it's so hard for them. But for the grace of God, go I. So I pray, Lord God, that you would shine your light in those prisons, and they would see the light, love the light, walk in the light, Lord God, all the days of their life. Father, protect them from the evil one and keep them safe. I pray for the man who's having heart surgery as well, that you would bring healing and to his heart, and that everything would go well with the surgery, and with the recovery would be complete and quick. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible prayer partners, and those that are just listening to get closer to God. I've been listening for at least the last 10 years. I've written in a few times. I don't think I've ever left a recording. But today, I'm getting ready to say goodbye to my husband of 48 years. He's at the funeral home waiting, and I'll be there. And I don't know how I'm going to feel. I know how I feel now. And I know what a great loss in so many lives his death will mean. But I know he's going to be with God. I know he's already there. That's what I've been taught, and that's what I have to hang on to believe. I miss him with everything in my body. Please pray for me. If I said it once, I guess I'll say it again. But my name is Terry, and I'm from Ohio. Thank you for praying for my family. I love you all very much, and I will continue to listen. God bless you.
Hi, family. This is Margie from Texas, also known as Margie with the Map or Pearl of the Lord. I'm asking you today to please pray for Karen, who lives in Pennsylvania, who is currently on life support and ECMO, needing a double lung transplant. They are having difficulties getting her stable enough to be able to accept that, and looking for a donor. She is a delightful young lady who is a teacher in elementary school and has touched so many lives with her smiles and her faith. And I ask that you would pray with me for our living, loving Lord to put his hands of healing upon her so that she might be completely healed and the miracle of her story may be heard by many. And yet, God's in charge. And so if this is...
Hey, Delia, your Bible family. I was listening back to some podcasts from November, and I ran across a request from Skip, who, it was very short, but he just said that he's feeling very physically weak right now, and that's a little bit of a depressant for him, and it's just hard on him. So I wanted to lift that up in prayer to our Lord, because I am well acquainted with that, and it's hard. So, Lord, I may not know all of what Skip is feeling, but I am, you know, that I have and am struggling with the same things, and I just ask that you would provide him what you have been able to provide for me, which is purpose in things beyond physical activity and physical ability. Show him that he is worth everything to you, and there is hope in you, and this ailment is not permanent. And I pray that you would just you would show him the truth, that you love him no matter what he can or can't do, and that he is enough for you where he's at. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Brian from Huber Heights, Ohio, asking for prayer, continuous prayer for Mitchell, my son, who's still at Summit Mental Facility. He got into a fight. There's been a bunch of stuff going on down there. I just pray that God would use Summit, the court, to really get him the help that he needs and open his eyes up. If he's not saved, I pray he would come to know you as Lord and Savior, although he claims salvation. He even witnesses to people. I just pray for his healing of his mental illnesses and the revealing that he needs to be sober and deliverance from all of his substance abuses, Lord. I also want to ask for prayer for my friend Laura, who just went to the doctors and found out that she's possibly got skin cancer or possibly lupus or possibly both. She's devastated. Please pray for Laura that these things are that her testing comes back negative, or God gets her through this and heals her of this. She also recently lost her dog, so there's been a lot of heartache and stress. She's also got other medical issues with chest pains and high blood pressure. Just be in prayer for my son Mitchell and for Laura, my friend. Thank you very much. God bless you all as I pray for all of you.